Wednesday night, it's after Hanukkah, or le Gimel Teves Thursday night, Tvar Halacha, and Chavis Halvavis.
So we're doing this a couple of years already, and every year on Motzei Chanukah I talk about what to do with the leftover shemen, and if you don't know by now what to do, it's not going to help you, so I'm not going to talk about that tonight. Because if you don't know what to do, you should have listened to the last 2 years, 3 years maybe. As Marv Albert used to say, let's go to the tape. I don't even know who Marv Albert is. A Godel, and what he does. Or did, I guess you should say. But so what are we going to talk about tonight? It's like Hanukkah still a stickle. So I figured, let's talk about Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvosov V'tzivonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. So maybe you'll remember next year, on the first night, you'll remember what we said tonight. So there's three girsas in the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, a girsa that was in the Gemara, according to some, L'Hadlik Ner Hanukkah. The girsa we're more familiar with, and I would imagine most people say it, even though I don't know, maybe Sfaradim say Taka like the Mechaber, L'Hadlik Ner Chanukah. But we say L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. But then there's a Mishnah Brura that I suspect most people don't know what the Mishnah Brura is talking about. He brings down from Primogodim or Prichadosh, from the Mogen Avraham and the Shlo, the Marshal, that Shel Chanukah you should say as one word. So like, well, why? Is there such a word as Shel Chanukah? Like, what's the point of saying it as one word? And the Mishmura says, Lo Re'isi Makpidim Al Zeh, some lotion like that. But what is that inyan of one word? So what's the pshat in these three girsas? And what does it mean to say it as one word? So, L'chora, I mean, there's a lot of birum you could say, and I'm not sure that what Shari Tshuva talks about it, but I think the basic idea is as follows. Because we do say L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, and there is no question in the Girsa. And everybody is more the L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. So the point is as follows, L'chora. Calling it, first of all, in English, Ner Shel Chanukah, you would say the Ner of Chanukah, and Ner Chanukah, you would say the Chanukah light, the Chanukah candle, the Chanukah Ner. And it's describing the Ner as the Chanukah Ner. So I think that fits in best with the way the Rambam describes it, that the Ner really is supposed to remind us of the Nes, both of the Neros and of the Milchama also. That's the Lashon of Rambam. I said in the Drasha that both in the beginning and the Halacha, the Rambam like puts together the two Nisim and then sort of says that the Hadlakos HaNeros is like for both Nisim. Umipnei Zeh, the Rambam's Lashon is. And at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam certainly says that the Hadlakos Neros is to be Mishabeach Hashem for the Nes and then Ulahosif Shvacha Keil Al HaNisim, which L'chora is a reference to the Milchama and the whole Nisim. So I would think L'Hadlik Ner Chanukah it's descriptive. It's describing that this is like the Yom Tov. This is the symbol of the Yom Tov, call it. Ner Chanukah. Ner Shel Chanukah already means like you have a Ner, and then you have Shel Shabbos. So you have Shel Chanukah. So that's the difference between Ner Shel Chanukah and Ner Chanukah is, I think, whether it captures the essence of what the Ner is. It's like if it's a symbol of the Yom Tov, or it's just as a mitzvah to light a Ner on Chanukah. Saying it as one word is really being madgish that it's not made la'ora. It's not made la'ora. It's a Ner for the purpose of Chanukah. It's like saying Asher LeChanukah. It's the Ner Asher LeChanukah. Really, Shel always means that. I mean, the word Shel is a word, but it's also, I think, an abbreviation. He says Zeh HaSefer Shel Chayim, so it's Asher LeChayim. It's really, I think it's really in the root of the word, it's really an abbreviation of Asher Le. But by saying Shel LeChanukah as one word, I think that it's a Hadgosha. Shel LeChanukah is more being madgish that it's only for the purpose of looking at it and seeing it. Mashenkin Moshal, no one holds you say Malik Ner Shel Shabbos as one word, because there it's taka, it's not the symbol of Shabbos, so it's not Ner Shabbat, you know, and it's not also for the purpose of Shabbos, it's for the purpose of Adrab, of using it. It's just punked on Shabbos. There's a mit, you know, you're lighting an air to banish the darkness. But it's punked on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to do that. A chiyuv to do that. So we say ner shel Shabbat. But on Chanukah, so you could say that about Chanukah. So again, ner Chanukah would mean, the way I understand the Rambam is describing the ner, that the ner is really symbolic of the whole Yontav of both Nisim. So it's the Chanukah light. Grada, I don't know how, I'll think about this next year, Blinada. If you remember the Gemara in Gittin, when they were celebrating a Nitzachon of Mulchama, they would light Neros. That would also be a symbol of Nitzachon of Mulchama. Over there by the king, and the king got angry. He said, the Jews are lighting Neros because they're being Morid in you. So from that Gemara, like they lit light as a symbol of Nitzachon. So maybe that's how I understand the Rambam. That it's as a current of the Neis, but it's also like we're lighting lights. Like the Nitzachon is the lights. A shaykh to that also. That's Ner Chanukah. Ner Shel Chanukah is Ner Shel Chanukah, and saying it as one word is Madgish that it's not Laora. Okay, that's a little more lengthy than we should go, but I figure you have to remember it for next year. So you need more to sink in for a year from now. Okay, if you want to know what to do with your leftover shemen, we have spoken about it the last 3 years. So, and if you don't know Takan yet, I'm not afraid you're going to use it for your own personal use. Probably. You know, you have your lights in the house, so you're not going to use it for that. If you use it for cooking, it depends if you're a makbet to get in there that's royal achila or not. Nimsachum rakulo. Okay. That is a chashash takala, because you're a makbet to get in there that you could eat. Okay, Chavis Halvavus. We're starting Perek Sheni in Shar Avos Hashem, and he says, Omar. In how many ways can Avos Hashem exist? In other words, what's the motivation of the Ava? Where's it coming from? Noma b'tshuva al kach, this is Perek Sheni. Perek Rishon described the journey of the Neshama and why it's naturally drawn to Avos Hashem. That's Perek Rishon. Perek Sheni is talking about how this Ava should exist, what would motivate it, what would create it. So he says, Ki avos eved la'adono, let's talk about an eved and an adon. That's many times in the Sefer, that is the, many times he uses that as the marshal in our relationship with Hashem, and he always means it not in terms of servitude, but in terms of total dependence. Because Halvavus doesn't talk about ish v'ishto, and talk about av and bonim, he talks about always eved and adon, but it's always the context of the Chavis Halvavus is in terms of utter and total dependence. That's why he uses that as the marshal, because the Eved is like totally dependent on the other, and he has nothing of his own. So that's why it's always in that context that he uses that as the thing. So it could be one of three kinds, and he says one is because we'll go over it again Sunday night. One is because the Eved provides him with what he needs, so you love the person that gives you what you need. Number two is he's moichel him when he messes up, because the Eved knows he's always messing up, and the Adon overlooks what he messes up, so that could be the Siba for love. And the third reason is that he just loves, you know, it's like, you know, people have role models, people have heroes that they worship, even though they're, okay. They have people they worship, they look up to them, and they worship them, and they, so that's like an Ava. You want to be close to them, you want to emulate them, you want to be part of their world, like, and you're proud if you're the fourth cousin of, president who knows what. Or we'll say even, you're the second cousin twice removed to Rav Moshe Feinstein, like, ah! You know, you have a kesher with Rav Moshe, you feel great about it. So the Eved could have Avos HaAdon because of the Adon's greatness. and his the governor's greatness, so he looks up to him, and he wants to form that kesher, that bond, that closeness, that connection, which is really the nekuda of Ava, as we'll be seeing. Okay.